Welcome to Food for Thought here on KKCQ. We have another Life Matters segment, and joining us in the studio this morning is Holly Breckel, who's going to talk about the Freedom Christian Academy. And good morning to you, Holly.
Good morning.
Thanks for stopping by. And, well, tell us about the Freedom Christian Academy and what it offers.
Well, we are winding down in our first successful year. Freedom Christian Academy opened this past fall in Erskine, Minnesota, and right now we have grades of preschool through sixth grade, and the plan is to grow up one grade each year. We are a Christian school with a faith-based education. Really, our goal is the best quality education based on faith. We've got small class sizes and really looking to get the full potential out of each child, push them to their full potential with lots of love and lots of attention.
Now, we talked, I think it was last fall on Food for Thought, right before classes started there at Freedom Christian Academy, and we were talking about the enrollment. And what's the enrollment looking like right now?
Well, we have 12 students right now, and this will be played after we have a open house the week of March 27th, so you guys will hear this afterwards. So we're starting to line up next year's preschoolers and kindergartners, and are getting really excited for that.
Mm-hmm. How about faculty and all that? How is that shaping up?
Right now we have two teachers. Bo Bueller is our older kids teacher, fifth and sixth grade, and he's our dean of students. And Amber Finseth is our pre-K and kindergarten teacher. We'll be adding one or two new teachers for sure this spring and summer.
Okay, and as far as the students are concerned, from a kind of a large area are they coming from? Or?
Yes, we have students coming from Fertile, Winnemac area. That's kind of our main base right now. Our sister school is in Bagley, FHL, and that's kind of what drove us to the Erskine location, was because that's kind of where the pocket was, where there wasn't another option outside of homeschooling. And what we're really aiming for it to set us apart. And I was listening to Dan Gazelka's segment on the sex trafficking, and he touched on just how vulnerable kids are with hopelessness and depression and the sex trafficking. And obviously we've had this awful school shooting this week. We really, really want kids grounded in their faith so that they know there's hope mm-hmm. for the future. And that is what sets us apart.
Okay. Now, to get more information about the school, what's the best way to do that?
Well, there's a couple of numbers to call. You can always call me, Holly Breckel, 218-280-6190. I'm probably the most available. You can also call Sophia Nikolaisen is a good one. Right now we have a current project going on to renovate our gym. We have the old Erskine gym is intact, but it needs some TLC, especially some insulation work. And we've got a pretty cool raffle going on for that right now. She's got tickets. Her phone number is 218-280-3137. And kind of to tie this into the life matters piece, something that's been really a neat byproduct of the school being the size that it is and having volunteers is we have a couple of retirees, several retirees that help with not only janitorial work, but like para type stuff, helping with the kids. And so there's been able to be this multi-generational parents, grandparents, and children all involved. Our third goal after obviously quality education and being faith-based is really focusing on our community. So every Friday we've done either a community service project, or we've had somebody come in from the community to either show the kids something or to speak. Ronnie Rode came in with a lamb so the kids could, you know, have that farm reach. And then it was cool because the next week, Kathy Forgett from Fertile was able to come in, and she spins wool. So they were able to tie in the lamb with the wool. A couple of things that we've done for outreach was picking up garbage on the street. And one thing that we did at Christmas time that was really a neat thing, the kids collected change all week, loose change, and then we counted it, brought it to the bank, and they were able to see the change we counted at the bank. Mm-hmm. And then we walked it to the Grace Lutheran food shelf so they could see the whole chain of how that works and giving back. The MCCL chapter brought in, they have now the babies at different stages, the week, 5 weeks, 10 weeks. So the kids were able to see that. Also something to tie into the Life Matters piece. So that's been really neat to see.
Now, you mentioned some work being done on the gym, but you've already done quite a bit of work on the school itself, right?
Yes. If anybody wants to see it, we are really, really proud of how it looks. There are 6 classrooms with a kitchen and a lunchroom and then the gym. Our kitchen is not finished. It's probably half finished. And then the gym is waiting. And that's really, really going to be exciting because it still has the intact stage. It even has the curtains up still, so we're going to be able to reuse all of that stuff.
That's great. Now, you mentioned a raffle, but do you have any other fundraisers in the offing? Or?
Right now, we just have the raffle going on, and it's a really cool raffle. It's a weekend in Grand Forks. I'm going to look quick here so I don't misquote what we've got. Winner receives $400 gift card to Harry's Steakhouse, $200 gift card to Canad Inn, $50 to Tea and Crepe, $200 to Northern Air, and 4 movie tickets to River Cinema. All those, it's a $10 raffle ticket, and you don't have to be present to win. We're going to be giving that away this summer, so if anybody's interested in that, and we will be doing breakfast at the farm. I'm sure I'll be back talking to Tom about that once summer gets closer.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else to share before we wrap up?
Just a huge shout out to the amazing community that we've had. We've had lots of support, not only financial, but people helping out, donating items, donating time. So thank you to everybody that hears this, that's been involved in any way. And please don't be afraid to reach out to me with any questions about anything, volunteering, donating, kids that are interested. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Holly Breckel, our guest on Food for Thought, talking about the Freedom Christian Academy on this Life Matters segment. Holly, thank you very much for stopping by, and continued success with the Freedom Christian Academy.
Thank you so much.